USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case Tuesday without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the one-time campaign manager's allegations that he committed bank and tax fraud. Manafort's lead attorney, Kevin Downey, spoke briefly outside the courthouse today.
We've rested on that.
And what do you say to those who would say this makes your client look guilty?
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. We believe the government cannot meet that burden.
Today, voters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut will all go and cast their primary ballots. And according to GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the Democrats only have one thing to run on.
Listen, it's about results, not resistance. That's what we're focusing on in this midterm. Democrats are only offering resistance. We're talking about results for the American people. I think the American people will favor results.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Police in Utah now say a plane crash was not an accident. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Authorities say 47-year-old Dwayne Yaud stole a small plane and purposely crashed it into his own house in Payson, Utah on Monday morning, just hours after he'd been arrested at that address on a domestic violence charge. A Payson police spokeswoman says while Yaud died in the crash, his wife and son, who were in the home at the time, were able to get out safely.
You know, we have the destruction of property and we have one male deceased, but it could have been so much worse.
Meanwhile, his daughter, Jocelyn Yaud, was coming to her father's defense.
He's not this person that's being portrayed.
And finally today, the Girl Scouts of America unveiled a new cookie. It's a gluten-free caramel chocolate chip cookie that will be available starting in 2019 when the selling season kicks off. As always, cookie purchases go towards supporting the Girl Scouts throughout the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today, primaries are being held in four states, and America is more polarized than it's ever been before. But what are ways that Americans can talk to one another, even though you may not always agree politically? Justin Lee is author of a new book titled Talking Across the Divide. He has some tips on how you can communicate with people who you may disagree with.
Well, I think the first thing is to recognize that, just glossing over the disagreement isn't helpful. Just avoiding it. I mean, there are times when it's okay to agree to disagree. But I think sometimes we need to have dialogue in a way that is strategic, that acknowledges that sometimes there are issues where, you know, I believe that there's a right and a wrong, and I think that you're wrong, and I think that it matters. And so dialogue does not have to be just sort of singing kumbaya. But then within that context, I think strategic dialogue requires that we have the dialogue in a way that's respectful. And one of the things that we can do that's kind of counterintuitive and yet incredibly powerful is to listen to the other person, which can be difficult, especially if you feel like their side's been heard enough and it's your side that hasn't been heard. But when you listen to somebody, what you do is you learn about not just what do they believe, but why do they believe it. Maybe they have some misconceptions, have bought into some misinformation that changes their perspective. Maybe there's something that's happened to them that makes them passionate about this issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.